The indoor air quality here at
it's excellent
at the San Diego Convention Center, at least at this piece of it, is very good. That's because, as you mentioned, we are at the Air King exhibit, and we are joined at our broadcast by Jeff Kincannon, who is the president of Air King Ventilation Products. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, guys. A pleasure to be here.
And thank you for hosting our remote broadcast from Pacific Coast Builders Conference.
Again, our pleasure. It's always good to see you, and it's very welcome to see you here.
Thank you so very much for the educational tour that you gave us of your product line yesterday. I was really thrilled to gather that knowledge about Air King, and I think it's a terrific product.
Thank you, Morris. There's so much to ventilation anymore. It's not just, you know, putting a fan in or putting a range hood in. There's so many things involved. It was my pleasure to take you guys through the exhibits.
There is a lot, and we want to invite you to visit the Air King website for more information. It is Air King Limited, LIMITED.com for more information. But let's paint with a broad brush for a moment.
I have to say that of all of the codes that have changed, there are two specifically that are really different for today's homes.
Absolutely.
One is electrical.
One is electrical.
Electrical has made massive inroads in safety and wiring in homes. And I just can't believe how wonderful and safe new homes will be.
And the other is ventilation.
And the other is ventilation. First, we had homes that leaked like sieves. Then we had Title 24 and like rules come out all over the country, getting folks, builders, to seal up the homes.
Right.
So that they would become more energy efficient. Now people are getting sick in their homes because the air has been captured and there's no way of exhausting it.
Off-gassing of building products and materials.
And so many other things. Even illness. Viruses and bacteria.
So how are you addressing some of that, Jeff?
Number one way is mechanical ventilation, bringing the fresh air into the building envelope. And now what we're doing is we're controlling that for heat and humidity, so we're not impacting the comfort level of the homeowner.
But or the energy of the
HVAC system.
Or energy waste.
Correct. So now what's happening, we're bringing in filtered air so that now the fresh air that's coming in is healthier, balancing out the exhausting air that's running continuously.
So it's not just about getting humidity out and exhausting, say, for example, odors and humidity in a bathroom or a kitchen, but we're bringing fresh air in.
Correct.
How are we doing it?
Well, the number one way is we have a fresh air machine, which is controlled, as I said before, for temperature and humidity, so that it's monitoring that 24/7, so that we're only bringing in the air that's the perfect temperature and humidity. If it's outside of that, the machine shuts itself off, so it's not bringing in air that's too warm or too humid, or conversely, too cold and not humid enough. So that what happens is the homeowner now experiences, they can lower their air conditioning temperature, for example, because they don't have to run it as cold to remove the humidity. But now the ASHRAE 62.2 rules, as you said before, James, now we have continuous ventilation out of the home. So now we're balancing that. Air coming in is being offset by air going out. So now the healthy homes are now properly ventilated, both bringing in air that can be measured, it can be regulated, so that the air is now, again, the healthiest and the cleanest that it can be.
That's amazing. And one of the ways they're doing it is with a range hood.
Correct.
So the range hood is not only being used to exhaust smoke or cooking odors and that sort of thing, but actually you've got a range hood that runs continuously to bring that balance in, where you're creating negative pressure to offset the positive pressure which is being created through the Q-Fresh technology.
Correct. And the key on the range hood is that the building science people at the DOE and other building science areas, is they want the particulate matter, not just the grease, not just the odors, not just the humidity, the water vapor. They want the particulate matter. If you burn something as you're cooking, or even just the natural cooking process emits other materials, if you will. Without that range hood running 24/7, it gets circulated through the house. So this particular matter actually will filter through the home until it gets to an exhaust fan to take it out of the house. So our concept is right at the area that creates the most. There's 0.25 microns plus the, like I said, the grease, the odors, and just if you boil a pot of water, you know, just that water vapor that comes off.
Wonderful. Absolutely. If you're just joining us on the house, on the road, it's the Pacific Coast Builders Conference, San Diego Convention Center. We are broadcasting from the Air King exhibit, inviting you to join us at onthehouse.com, at carriebrospros.com, and you may learn more about Air King products. How, Jeff?
Well, visit our website at www.airkinglimited. Remember, the limited is spelled out.
L-I-M-I-T-E-D. Jeff Kinkellen, President, Air King Ventilation Products. Thanks for hosting our remote. Thanks for joining us from the Air King exhibit.
You're very welcome.
All right. Coming. Don't you touch that dial. There's more live from the Pacific Coast Builders Conference
coming up.